Mr. Lyles in the building. Let's go.
Welcome to the AFF Pod. And now, for your host, Josh Leone.
Welcome, welcome, everybody.
This is bullshit.
He's back.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Sorry,
week seven.
Playing a little Call of Duty right now, too, so just...
Jimmering cakes on there? Or...
Yeah. What do you guys want me to buy right now?
Tell them I said hi.
Bye, please.
Oh.
Nice, so they get to hear your grades on them, too, live.
Yep.
Perfect.
No, it's not like they're going to be happy about him.
Ooh, yikes.
Yep.
I just saw Jimmer's text, too. Michael Thomas is available.
Yeah, he's trying to trade him.
So we're halfway through. This is the part where Drew gives his grades just to see how everyone's going and how they might end up at the end of the year. It's very interesting standings as of right now, but we'll get into that.
Yep, we'll get into it hard and heavy.
Short and sweet, but to the point with great information, like always.
Right.
So who did you have first for the grades this year so far?
I want you to just go down and tell me the You tell me who I want to do, and then I'll give the grades.
All right. So we'll work our way from the bottom to the top.
All right. Sounds good.
So ranked last as of right now at 2-5, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers, Anthony Dufresne.
Damn, he fucking sucks.
Not a friend of the pod, so talk all the shit you want.
I mean, you know where I'm going with this. He gets an F. He does not. Yeah, he shouldn't even be in the league anymore. I'm not holding anything back. Let's keep going. He shouldn't be in the league. I'm tired of fucking tiptoeing around these people.
And F on the year or F on the future or both?
Both.
Because it's hard to get it.
F on the year, F on the future. There's no way he'll ever win again with what he does. It's not possible to win in the future if you only, keep your one draft pick per year.
Not willing to trade.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh shit! Gas is coming. I'm not paying attention. I gotta run. I'm gonna die in the gas.
Is it F minus or F plus for Doof?
It's just straight up F.
Or just F.
Yeah.
Any words of encouragement for Doof if he were to just so happen to listen to this by chance?
He better hope Deontay Johnson gets hurt more and Chase Claypool plays like he did for 2 weeks.
Right, I would love to get a guy like Claypool or Gibson, but like he won't trade, so it's hard to like those guys rot away.
Yeah,
which is frustrating.
The thing is like he should have listened like a year or two ago when I said trade Le'Veon Bell, trade LeSean McCoy. He didn't do it. Trade Larry Fitzgerald. He didn't do it, and now he's got nothing to show for it. So there you go,
Travis Fulgham.
What you get? I think everybody was saying it. Like you got to trade these old guys that aren't doing anything for you. Like just get rid of them.
And honestly, if he did that, he would be sitting nice because he's got some young pieces.
He does. Yeah, he does. Enough on his shitty team. Let's move on.
All right. Fair enough.
Yep.
We have next. I'm just going back to the standings.
I'm going to double up at that loadout, guys. Sorry.
We have team under construction, Toby McKende, 2-5.
F.
Just did a trade with Joel.
Yeah, he got ripped off. Joel ripped him off.
Got rid of McLaurin, Tannehill, and Toby, I noticed, has no quarterback to start this week. Because he only rosters one quarterback, Kyle Allen, who's on a bye. And there's no one in free agency to pick up.
So I was able to speak with Joel quite often, over the summer a little bit, and long car rides when as he was helped contribute to the business of Andrew's Bounce Rentals and
great worker, by the way.
Yeah, great worker. He really is outstanding worker. And you know, we were talking, and he's like, how come everybody else gets the rip-off Toby? So finally he did. So there you go.
There you go.
Terry McLaurin for – and Tannehill in a super flex league, who's like a QB1, I think, right now, statistically speaking, for I don't know.
Quick thoughts on Brandon Ayuk, Henry Ruggs, and I believe a third-round pick.
Ayuk's good. He's still the third option in San Francisco. You got Kittle. You got Debo. He's still the third guy there. And then you got Henry Ruggs. He'll be good. He'll give you big games, you know, but then who knows? I mean, he's still young. But, yeah, I mean, Scary Terry is still a young receiver who's putting up stud games, and then you're giving up a quarterback. I don't see it.
The quarterback in the Superflex is tough now that you only roster one.
Yeah, I mean, like, McLaurin's a guy that you want to build around, and you trade him away.
Sorry, Toby. Hang in there, buddy.
Moving on. Next.
Ben DiNucci off the waivers. 10th, we have Joseph Coleman, personal pound plus, also at 2-5.
He gets an F, too. Yeah. I mean, for Christ's sake, he starts Rex Burkhead. I don't even know anymore.
The fact that Joey has won two games starting Rex Burkhead is impressive.
Blows my fucking mind. I don't know.
He's also got some cool guys I would love to get.
Yeah.
Cooper, Deshaun Watson, Fuller.
There's a trend here. Two out of the three guys at the bottom of the league are just inactive when it comes to, trades or
waivers
or anything like that, and it's just shows. And we knew this was going to happen. We knew it was going to say it three years ago when we started this league. You know, if you don't do anything, you're just going to fall to the bottom of the standings, and it's clearly showing now.
But I will say for Joey, he doesn't complain about it either, so I can't really knock him about that.
No,
he just does it and doesn't care, doesn't say anything, just carries on.
Right, but at the same time, like I rather have, you know, active league managers than non-active league managers. I'd rather have active managers that complain than non-active managers that don't
complain. And Toby doesn't complain. He just...
No. He just sucks at trading.
Trades a lot.
Yeah. I'm bad at it. Usually gets ripped off.
Okay, Drew, 9, we have you.
F. I suck too.
No.
Yeah, honestly, F.
Let's see here. Well, it looks like, you know, you just did that big trade with Tor.
Yeah,
now you have, off, you know, that felt good. Swift.
Felt good to rip Tor off a little bit.
And Taylor for a nice combination there.
I don't know what Tor was thinking. Cook's going to have busted knees in like 2 years.
And Goddard, he'll be a nice player.
I'm going to down this guy. He's an idiot. Hang on.
Let's see, Ridley. Oh, Mike Williams, he's horrible, dude.
Mike Williams sucks. Anybody wants Mike Williams, you can have him. Nothing.
Drew Brees on the cheap.
Yeah, I got to get rid of Brees. Anybody that wants him, go for him. I don't know. Nobody's going to want him, though. It's okay.
Juju, Beckham.
Yeah, Beckham I'm done with. He sucks. Juju's, he's all right.
Kittle, obviously, and Hawk.
Yeah, Kittle won't be on my team very long.
All right, you don't need both of them.
No.
I love Ridley. Love Swift, love Taylor.
I'll trade Ridley to anybody that wants him to. No, but honestly, F, I have no quarterbacks.
I know, that's tough.
Yeah.
Darnold might be good next year, though.
No, he won't. As long as Adam Gase is there, he sucks. Adam Gase ruined him and his career.
You see hoping that Darnold goes to a different team.
I think he's like a, you know.
Or is he done?
Josh Rosen, just mentally fucked.
Eighth spot, team fuck this, Cakes, 3-4.
Yeah, he gets an F, too.
F?
Yeah.
Damn, everyone's getting an F.
Yup.
He's starting Wayne Gallman this week.
Exactly. So there you go. He gets an F.
And Denzel Mims.
Yeah. I mean, he's got Christian McCaffrey, so maybe I'll give him an F-plus for McCaffrey.
He's starting two Jets receivers this week.
Is he starting Mims still?
Mims and Crowder.
Oh, I mean, Crowder's really good, actually, but I mean, it's the Jets. You shouldn't be starting anybody on the Jets. Right, Cakes? Got him on the line. Friend of the pod now.
McCaffrey chilling on the IR. DJ Dallas is a nice maybe start this week because they got nobody.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to take him out.
Now, other than Deontay Johnson and Christian McCaffrey, his team sucks too.
He's tanking for Lawrence.
Maybe. Or am I?
Or. Next is Jimmer, seventh spot, 3-4.
I kind of want to give Jimmer like something better, but I'm still going to give him an F too. He laughs. He gets an F.
Damn.
Yeah.
I like Jimmer's team.
Can't start three quarterbacks, Jimmer. What are you going to do with Aaron Rodgers? I like it because he's on the line right now.
He's hot on the line?
Yeah. Laughing as he gets shot in COD. I'll get shot. Fuck, I'm down.
Fuck, he's got Herbert, Rodgers, and Tua.
Revive me. Revive me. Damn, Jimmer almost wasn't going to revive me because I gave him that.
Jimmer, any thoughts through the airwaves, that, if he can hear me?
Any thoughts, Jimmer?
Drew is just bad. It's grumpy Drew.
He says it's grumpy Drew.
Yeah.
I mean, he's partially correct. Yeah, I'm a little bitter. But no, everybody sucks, to be honest with you.
All right, let's see. Who's next?
Who's next?
Me. Sixth spot, 3-4.
Damn. Oh, that was a grenade. Honestly, I'm surprised by your team, Josh. I mean, ooh, that guy, he killed me. Yeah, I just died. Going into the gulag. All right, so, yeah, a little surprised by your team. It's been doing well. I mean, you had nice young pieces. We knew we're kind of going to do well for you. Brandon Cook's been playing well, too, for you. That yeah. Stupid trade you made.
I know.
Yeah. I still give you an F, though, too. You suck, too.
F?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Fucking who's next?
Yeah, you get an F. I mean, you got some decent pieces. But if you really want to do anything, you got to trade Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been in negotiations with numerous yeah. people.
Good. You should be.
I almost did it with Tor.
I know, but I swooped in there with that Cook offer.
Similar.
Yeah.
Fifth spot, Joel at 4-3.
He gets an F, too. His team sucks. He's got Pat Mahomes, but that's about it.
Oh, let's see, Joel.
Yeah.
Just traded for McLaren, Tannehill.
Yeah, he's got McLaren now. I like that, though. I like McLaren and Mahomes.
Debo. Keenan.
Debo.
Andrews. Yeah, Hill.
He still gets an F, too, because he's not going to win. He's trying to sell guys, too.
Who else we got left here?
He knows it.
Fourth seed, who I just beat, the Johnson brothers.
Oh, my gosh, the Johnson brothers. Where do I begin? You know what? First of all, I'm going to give them an F, so just get that out of the way. Yep. Second of all, you know what they should do? I was thinking about this earlier. They should actually just give the rights to their team to Marco, and nobody would fucking know. Like, they could just be like, remember, like, when we used to make fun of, like, Joe Paterno when he had, like, the headset, and we used to say, like, it was cut off?
And he thought, like, he was coaching?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's what they should do with their team and just let Marco fucking coach their team. That's their only fucking chance.
This is going to be a short and brutal pod, everybody.
Yeah, I like it. Let's keep going.
Let's see here. Well, there's only three teams left.
Yeah, they, like, I mean, why did they not play? They didn't play somebody last week, and I couldn't figure out why.
Melvin Gordon?
Right. Why did they not play Melvin Gordon last week?
They played Freeman instead, who got hurt.
Right. Why are you playing Devonta Freeman over Melvin Gordon?
I don't know. Did he have like a DWI or something?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
But either he ended way, up playing anyway. So.
If he's active for the game, you play him.
Three seed, defending champion Danny Carlson, 5-2.
He gets an F too. His team's not very good anymore.
No.
No, with the Dak injury, that hurts CeeDee Lamb.
Minshew might be benched soon.
Minshew is going to get benched. He's not going to have a second quarterback because he traded them all away. Lamar Jackson isn't having the same year as last year. And Zach Ertz is hurt. So
he starts Anthony Firkser.
Yeah, and he started some Firkser guy.
Firkser. He has a ton of injuries. Fuck.
Yeah. So he sucks too.
That quarterback shit hurts for him.
Yep. Dak was having a crazy good year, and then he gets hurt, and it's just like, it's too bad.
Let's see. In the 2 seed, Tory Duchesne, Mr. Magoo, 5-2. Just traded for Cook.
Yeah. If he didn't make that trade, I would have given him like a decent grade, but I'm going to give him like a D.
D?
Yeah, he gets a D.
Because of that trade?
Because if he didn't do that trade, I would have given him like a B or a C, but I ripped him off. So
you got a first and second as well.
I think so. Yeah.
First, second, Swift, Goddard, and he got Madison, Cook,
and a third.
Third,
yeah, third round picks are ass though. Yeah, I ripped him off.
Nice, sucked. He's got Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a nice three-headed monster at running back next year.
He will, yeah.
Barkley, Cook, Mixon.
Barkley can't stay healthy though. He's fucking disappointment.
Well, James Robinson.
Yeah.
And then obviously Marco at 7-0.
Marco gets an A. He's the best player in the league. Can't do anything about it. Nobody's going to beat him. He has the most points scored, least points scored against him. The stars are aligning for him to easily win the championship this year. Enough said. He gets an A. Everybody else sucks.
Any chance for anyone to beat him on a luck week in the playoffs?
No.
Or you just don't even think that's possible?
Because once we get past bye weeks and he can start everybody like
full strength.
Russell Wilson is playing out of his mind. Davante Adams just put up 40 last week. Like it's just nobody's gonna beat him. Nobody's gonna beat him. I said like in the beginning of the year maybe Danny could beat him with Jackson and Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and
Zeke.
Yeah, like, but no, Hopkins, but no, not anymore. Not without Prescott.
That's tough.
Yeah. So easy win for Marco this year. He's gonna call it out. Yeah, I don't think he'll lose once. I think he's gonna run the table.
What's he got this week?
Matter.
Doof. Projected for 167 to 134.
Yeah, Doof sucks. I wish he would just quit the league. I still like him as a friend, but I don't like fantasy Doof.
Like, it's just not listen fun. To this, sorry.
I know. It's just not fun when guys like won't even like entertain trade offers.
A trade.
There's 18 guys on a roster that just are just not even available for anything. It's just like limits everything. It sucks.
Yeah, if you're not willing to trade, you honestly have no shot, kind
of. I was telling Joel, we got to just stop tiptoeing around some of these people in the league that aren't like into it. And if that's the case, let's just go back to redraft. But if not, let's do Dynasty for real and let's do it the right way. Yeah. So
I like Dynasty better.
I hate the fact that we even have to drop guys, to be honest. Like, that's just retarded. Because, like, do I want to make a trade right now and trade George Kittle for, like, a bunch of young guys? Like, yeah, I'd consider that. You know, give me a pick and, like, you know, two or three young players. I'll consider it. But, no, I'm not going to do that because I'm going to have to drop them anyway. So, what the fuck is the point?
Or did you say about expanding the rosters maybe?
I just said let's stop dropping guys. Let's just keep our teams. And have rookie drafts. Like, that's the way Dynasty is played. We do, like, this weird-ass, like, keeper league / Dynasty, I guess. I don't know. I guess it's considered more of a keeper league than even Dynasty.
So if you draft rookies, how many would you keep added roster spots, or how would you do that?
I mean, you would cut guys after the draft. So,
get it down to a certain number.
Yeah, but I mean, rosters too are typically a lot larger, so you're
bigger.
You're stashing players. Like, yeah, waiver wires suck. There's nothing on waiver wires, but that's what you trade to get guys that you are interested in.
Because right now we have how many? Like 18?
Yeah.
8, 9, 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
16, 17, 19.
Yeah. And I kind of
drop six.
I think we need to get away from the old, you know, ancient ways of waiver orders. I think those suck.
What do you do? The budget?
Yeah, you just get like a certain amount of money that you can spend. You know, because that like that takes more skill, I think, than it does luck, if anything.
Like just waiting.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do I put $10 or 11?
Right. Right. Like toward, you know,
like, guy needs this. Do I put 14?
Right. So like, are you able to pick up like a James Robinson in the beginning of the year for nothing, or do you have to like pay a little bit of money to get him? I don't know exactly how it works, but I'm assuming it's something along those lines.
Yeah, I think you get like $100
or
something like that.
Who was another waiver wire ad this year that like somebody they need to pick off because they, you know, just happened to be in the number one spot or whatever. You know what I mean?
Like, no, I think that's a perfect example, the James Robinson, because
yeah. I think it was before the season started. I think it was after waivers, but yeah, I mean, like it's just, you know, shit like that, because like why? Because it like carries over from the previous year, or because it's reverse order of the draft. It's just, I don't know. To me, it doesn't make much sense.
I forget how it is in the beginning. I think it's reverse.
Yeah. Cowgirl.
Not 100%. I think it might be reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, I think it's close to that.
What else do you want to talk? We got like another 10, 15 minutes at least.
Oh.
I don't want to be too negative on everything.
Let's talk about these trades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love your trade, honestly.
Yeah, I do too. Tor got ripped off.
I think Tor, in his heart, is trying to go for it this year.
Yeah, no, he is. He definitely is. I'm just making fun of Tor. I like
now or never this year.
He knows I'm just kidding. But yeah, he's definitely trying to go for it. For him, it makes sense. Like, why wouldn't you? Cooks, he's going to come back. He's going to play. He'll be healthy. And then even if he's not, he's got Madison. Madison had that one shitty game, but that they were getting blown out, I think, that game. So it's not like he was seeing much of the running game.
Definitely feel more comfortable getting Madison when you do a deal like that, though, you know?
Yeah.
You got to get him.
Yeah.
But
that's why I felt like I had to trade with you to get Madison, because like, I don't know, Cook has his moments where he misses games every year and whatnot, and it just sucks.
Right.
When he does, you know? Yeah.
But I love Swift. He's already looking real good.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Like, I think Swift, oh shit. Sorry, Jimmer here.
He already is like, you know,
a
starter every week. I think Peterson will be gone. Kerryon Johnson's dead.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still holding on to Johnson and hope that he goes to another team.
Right. And that's fine.
And that's fine.
And I love the picks for you.
Yeah, I get a first round pick.
So. You'll have your own first, his first, a second, your second. And then.
No, I traded my second for Breeze.
Okay, so you get two firsts, a second.
Yeah, and then I don't have a third. I don't care about a third, though.
And then...
fuck a third.
You know who could be the best guy in this whole trade? Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, I like Goedert.
Ertz will be gone. I mean,
he's part of my plan as... I mean, he's my third tight end right now, but I'd like to trade another one.
Right. Trade bait, stack him up.
No secret, I have the best tight ends in the league. So,
and then
anybody that wants a tight end, come knocking.
I know. It's like, what, 4 or 5 good ones, and that's it?
You know where to find me. Josh, did I not send you 4 offers?
It was like 4 or 5 offers.
I sent you 4 or 5 offers. I did the same thing for Danny. So, no, I send offers.
I still got it here.
I'm not one of those guys that's going to come say, hey, come trade, and then tiptoe around offers thinking I'm going to insult you or be insulted. Not the right way it works.
Right. I like that.
Yep.
I got a lot to think about, honestly.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I'm in the gas. I'm going to die.
I feel like another big trade's about to happen in the next couple days.
Yeah, there will be. It should. Listen, our dynasty league, it's going to die if people don't start trading. It's just the way it's going to be. That's the way dynasty leagues die, is when nobody trades. It's the only way to get yourself out of the gutter or to get yourself into contention.
Right.
If you didn't do a great job drafting in the startup draft and in the other drafts too.
You have to work your way up.
Yeah. It's the only way to do it. So people that don't trade, don't make moves, they're just going to continue to be at the bottom of the league, rot away, not check, and it just makes it. Which sucks because it's like it's supposed to be fun. And it's still fun. Like, we have fun doing it, but, you know.
There was just two big trades, actually, in the last day.
Yeah.
And I think there will be more to come. It makes it fun, like you said.
I feel like there should be another one tonight.
I feel like there could be right after this. Are Cakes and Jimmer still there or no?
Yeah, they're still here. What are you guys' thoughts? They're dying for me to get off the pod. we're getting fucking crushed.
Yeah, Mark. Five more minutes. Right, 5 minutes, guys.
What's that? With who? I don't remember. Oh, Toby's trades? Oh, man. I did a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Joel ripped them off.
The quarterback thing's tough.
Yeah. Quarterback.
In a super flex league, come on.
Can you look up Tannehill, what number quarterback he is right now?
Yeah, hang on. What's he on? Joel's team now? Whoops.
Yeah. I think he was six or something crazy. Maybe I'm wrong.
That's just the third quarterback for Joel.
Yeah.
Because he's got Wentz and Mahomes.
Yeah.
And Toby's got Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen.
That's it. He dropped
Haskins.
Haskins. There's literally no one in free agency, though.
No. There's no starters in free agency.
No. Tannehill is QB 11 this year.
So QB 11. Yeah, so that's a quarterback one in my, if my math is correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Out of our 12 team league.
11, yeah. So that's back end QB 1. And what's Terry McLaurin? He's gotta be he's gotta be up there.
Wide receiver 10.
Yeah, so he's a wide receiver 1. So Joel got a wide receiver 1 and a QB 1 for two rookies.
And he got James White.
And he got James White, a serviceable
running back 49.
Flex player if he needs to start him on a bye week or something. Okay. Just checking.
Toby is under construction.
Yes, he is.
Who else? For
as long as we play fantasy, I think he will be. Unfortunately. I'm curious. I feel bad. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean to anybody.
I'm curious who he starts at quarterback this week, though.
I have nothing nice to say about anybody's team except Marco.
I mean, it's hard to.
What, Jimmer? Almost Jimmer's. No, I do love what Jimmer did with the quarterbacks, though. He did it right with Tua and Herbert. I don't know. I couldn't take myself to take someone like Herbert at number 4. Because I've seen that. I've seen that shit so many times before where, you know, Herbert was the third quarterback drafted in the real draft.
And they turned to dog shit.
And then they just turned to fucking dog shit. They're a bust. They're not what they are, but
like Josh Rosen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So then I waste a fourth overall pick when I needed a running back. You know, I start Jonathan Taylor every week. So
it's easy to say that now, obviously.
Herbert is literally a fucking lottery ticket for Jimmer. It was what was it, second round Jimmer you got him in? Second round pick, and that's that was
awesome.
Quarterback, yeah. Yeah.
Damn, Jimmer, why are you trying to trade? I like your team.
Yeah, Jimmer's got a decent team.
He's loaded, Jesus.
Yeah, he got lucky.
I'll trade with you.
Yeah, he needs to trade Rodgers, but he won't do it.
He should talk to Danny. Danny needs a quarterback.
Yeah.
Whoever Jimmer needs.
You should trade Danny. Him. You should trade Danny Tua so that way he roots for him. See what I did there? Yeah, yeah.
No, dead ass. Jimmer should talk to Danny for a quarterback.
I tried offering Danny Kittle.
If Danny's Kittle still trying to, like, you know.
Danny didn't want to budge.
Kittle?
Yeah.
Or Hawk?
Both. I gave him four offers as well. Actually, five offers.
Like the one similar to me or no?
A through D.
Yeah, I thought yours were fair.
Yeah.
It's just depending if you want to bite that, you know, bullet.
Right. You're not going to get someone like Kittle for free, though. It just doesn't happen. I'm not told.
Right.
Ooh.
Paid a piper.
Ooh. You paid a piper, motherfuckers.
Mims.
Mims for nothing.
Fuck.
Well, does this black smoke really hurt you, Cakes?
Oh, man. Tough crowd this week, people.
Josh, you need an Xbox.
Should I take the plunge? What's the new one called?
I don't know. Just get the old one. It's like
X Series.
X gonna give it to you.
All right. Before we sign off quick, we'll just do predictions for this week's matchups.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Fuck it.
Me versus Joey. I'm projected 140. He's projected 90. But he doesn't have a...
No, he can't have a full lineup.
He doesn't have Cousins in because he's got Watson, yeah. And he has Fuller out. He'll put somebody
all
else in.
All right. yeah, Josh, you're going to win.
Then we got Mr. Magoo Torrey, 151, versus the Johnson brothers, 122.
Tora wins.
Drew, 2-5, 135.8, versus Joel, 150.9.
Wait, I play Joel this week?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to beat me.
You still got a decent height projection. Yeah. Marco versus Doof, 167 to 134. It's kind of hard to go against him.
Marco versus Doof?
Yeah.
Didn't Doof beat him last year?
I think Doof or Joey were the only one that beat him last year. One of them. Might have been Doof.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to do it this year.
Revenge game.
Yeah, Marco's going to crush him.
Then we got Jimmer. Wow. 140.2 versus Danny. 112.4.
Ooh.
But Danny doesn't have a quarterback for Superflex. So Jimmer probably won't want to trade him Rodgers this week.
Yeah, I don't know.
Play defense.
That's probably the game of the week right there.
Yeah.
Jimmer v. Danny. Did
you get a loadout?
Yeah. I'm gonna throw it up here though. Behind these walls, so we're safe.
And then Cakes plays Toby 127.5 to 95.1. No quarterback for Toby this week.
Wait, I didn't give my prediction for Jimmer and Danny yet.
Oh.
I'm going to say Danny just because Jimmer's right here. I'm going to say it right now.
Nice. Ask Cakes what happens when Toby beats him this week without a starting quarterback.
Cakes.
Does he quit the league?
Cakes, what happens when Toby beats you this week without a starting quarterback?
Yeah.
He quits the league, he said.
All right, we'll call Donka up. He's going to pick up Ben DiNucci and Mike Glennon.
Oh, man. All right, what else we got? Is that it? Are those all the matchups?
That's it.
Oh, damn. All right.
All right, we'll be back next week with a happier Drew.
Everybody sucks.
A happier Drew and Nuggets.
I'm not even angry. I've come to terms with the fact that I'm, like, not, you know.
I'm doing what I got to do.
That's right.
You're a bagger, not a borrower.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Godspeed.
Godspeed.
I love you all.
Later.
Yay!